known you for a while now, and I had no idea.
Yeah, so that's where I grew up, so I really resonated with the stories of Japanese war brides, because in my mind, like, take out the war part, and we're very much like, the identity of my family very much mirrors that of Japanese war bride families. So that really struck a chord with me, and I remember just in the beginning of my research process, coming to the expert I talked about, like, her website, and seeing the photos of these Japanese war bride couples at their wedding photos. And I just remember being so struck by, like, how similar it was to, like, my parents' wedding photos. And that's kind of the moment where I was like, I know I'm going to write it on this topic. And I wanted to talk about the social impact that these women had and really focus on Japanese war brides and how not only did they create change, local change in their own communities just by being who they are and doing what they do, but also the policies and actually, like, I make an argument that immigration policies, like, it took several steps to allow Japanese war brides to immigrate to the U.S. at one point. But then it kept on going from there. That was the gateway to allowing more immigrants into the United States. So, like, we're talking, like, centuries of discrimination and, like, starting from the Chinese Exclusion Act and the Page Act. And the pillar, like, if we think about our immigration policies today, the pillar, one pillar is family reunification. And I argue that really started with World War II. And I think we as a country deemed that reuniting families and keeping people together and not driving them apart was more important than keeping out foreigners and people we deemed inferior. And I think that was really the first stepping stone to creating more change and allowing for this mosaic or quote, like, quilt, like you said, to be what represents our country today.
This, I hope it's not a tough question. Part of me is hopeful because I would think that younger people understand. And how old are you now?
I'm 18.
I'm sorry. So, by the way, this is Elaine Gombos. She's 18. She's about to graduate from Shadyside. And we're talking about an essay she wrote called From Enemies to Lovers, Japanese War Brides and Their Influence on Multiculturalism in the United States. We could be talking about this for a much longer time than we have left. But what I was about to ask you, I'd like to think that younger people who are exposed to more new ideas and who are exposed to people from other countries, as you become a voting age and are mm-hmm. able to change things, that this is going to get better over time in terms of acceptance of immigrants, family reunification above quotas, and recognizing the inherent dignity and value of all people. But I'm curious, is that a false perception? Meaning, do you have peers, don't have to list any names, who might feel very differently about this topic?
I think you can find people of any age who have all different sorts of opinions. I never got into, like, an argument about somebody else about it who, like, believed so passionately about keeping immigrants out. I've never encountered such a person at my age. But I'm sure there are people who think that way out there. And the important thing is to understand what the why they believe what they believe. And because there are certain issues, like, I certainly see that side of the argument as well, whether we're talking about funding or social welfare, things like that. Like, there are more root causes behind those issues that are causing people to blame immigrants for taking that away. So what's important is that we address those root causes and go from there, because everybody has a reason to believe what they believe. And it's important to understand that. So I look forward to talking to people about this topic, because everybody has their own opinion, and there are a million different varieties of opinions, and there's always a reason And that's what is underlying in like all of our beliefs and all of our perspectives. So understanding that and acknowledging that we all arrived at our own perspectives through our own way and our own experiences, and our experiences should be all valued, then I think that opens up more space for conversation.
That's really well stated. So if an attitude is supported by a person's reality and their lived experience, that's okay by you, not to say that you're here to bless everybody's point of view, but there's the basis for a discussion across what those opinions are based upon, as opposed to just having a belief that has no support behind it at all. It's really nice to talk to you about this, and we're just about out of time for this segment. Do you have anything else you wanted to mention about the paper you wrote or in general?
I think there was one fun fact that I remember one of the history teachers pointed out. He like came to me after reading my paper and said, my favorite part was when you mentioned that because in this one rural community, I think it might have been in Arkansas, I don't remember, soy sauce sales went up because a Japanese war bride had moved into that community and was teaching her friends and other neighbors how to cook Japanese food.
That's a nice combination of assimilation and also continuing one's heritage. That's
exactly.
That's something. So I'm thinking of all sorts of things now, like measuring soy, a heat map of soy sauce sales.
<That's> Over time.
Thank you so much for being here, and I'm glad you're here in Pittsburgh and you've been part of what we've been doing here too, and I hope to see you again.
Yeah, thank you, Larry, for having me.
You bet. That's Elaine Gombos, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger and Chad Green. And oh my gosh, we've got a whole bunch of folks here today. Brad Yoder is going to be around in just a second. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and slbradio.org/radio.
Love is but a song we sing, and fears the way we die. You can make the mountains ring, or make the angels cry. Though the bird is on the and you may not know why. Come on, people now, smile on each other, everybody get together, try to love one another right now. Some will come and some will go, and we shall surely pass. When the one who left us here returns for us at last, we are but a moment's sunlight fading in the grass. Come on, people now, smile on each other, everybody get together, try to love one another right now. song I sing, then you will understand. You hold the key to love and fear, all in your trembling hand. Just one key unlocks them both. It's there at your command. Come on, people now, smile on each other. Everybody get together, try to love one another right now. Come on, people now, smile on each other. Everybody get together, try to love one another right now. Come on, people now, smile on each other. Everybody get together, try to love one another right now. Right now, right now, right now.
Joe Jenks at the Saturday Light Brigade. It's an open house day today. You're welcome to come in and see our studios and Youth Media Center. We're going to get Brad Yoder in and ready to play some songs for you and preview of tonight's Song Space at First Unitarian Concert. Beforehand, I'm glad we have time to do this. A number of requests for the song you're about to hear from Gordon Lightfoot, Canadian Railroad Trilogy. And here he is.
There was a time in this fair land when the railroad did not run, when the wild majestic mountains stood alone against the sun. Long before the white man and long before the wheel, when the green dark forest was too silent to be real. But time has no beginnings and the history has no bounds. As to this burdened country they came from all around. They sailed upon her waterways and they walked the forest tall. Built the mines, mills, and the factories for the good of us all. And when the young man's fancy was turning to the spring, the railroad men grew restless for to hear the hammers ring. Their minds were overflowing with the visions of their day, and many a fortune lost and won, and many a debt to pay. For they looked in the future and wanted to see the sun. Behind the blue Rockies, the sun is declining. The stars, they come stealing at the close of the day. Across the wide prairie, our loved ones beyond the dark oceans in a place far away. We are the navvies who work upon the railway, swinging our hammers in the bright blazing sun, living on stew and drinking bad whiskey, bending our backs till the long days are done. We are the navvies who work upon the railway, swinging our hammers in the bright blazing sun, laying down track and building the bridges, bending our backs till the railroad. Drink to the living, a toast to the dead. Oh, the song of the future has been sung. All the battles have been won. On the mountain tops we stand. All the world at our command. We have opened up the soil with our teardrops and our long before the white man and long before the wheel, when the green dark forest was too silent to be real, when the green dark forest was too silent to be real, and many other dead men too silent to be real.
Canadian Railroad Trilogy from the late Gordon Lightfoot. Brad Yoder is going to join us in just a moment. Nice to see folks working at our Youth Media Center and people here for our open house as part of Remake Learning Days today. You are welcome to join us today. We certainly hope you will. We are here until 1 o'clock. I'd love to see you anytime, but between noon and one, I'll have nothing to do other than to greet you. So I hope you'll come by. Ricky will be here as well.
The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation joins you in supporting SLB Radio. The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation is devoted to helping children and families learn about herbs, their cultivation, and uses. Additional information about herbs is available from the Herb Society of America at herbsociety.org or mjbergerfoundation.org.
Pittsburgh Community Television, PCTV, joins you in supporting SLB Radio. PCTV is a nonprofit organization that provides community members and organizations access to media production resources and programming opportunities that empower, educate, and enhance the community. More information is available at pctv21.org.
Well, tonight, Jess Klein from North Carolina is going to be playing at Song Space at First Unitarian Church. I say that because there's another Jess Klein that you might know who is from Pittsburgh, but they're different artists, different people, and North Carolina's Jess Klein will be here tonight. I only know of one Brad Yoder. I know many Yoders. There are a lot of Yoders out there. But I only know of one Brad Yoder, and he joins us today. He's going to be playing on the same bill tonight with Jess Klein. Song Space at First Unitarian has the brilliant idea of featuring a regional, local, regional singer-songwriter along with an artist from beyond the region. And playing the part for the home team tonight is Brad Yoder. We'll talk with him a little bit. He's going to get us started. Here's Brad Yoder.
Old love letters and fuzzy sweaters boxed away for colder weather. Yearbook notes from young go-getters thought we'd be best friends forever. I had a vision, I was on a mission. Ask forgiveness, not permission. That course leads to this collision. Wishes turn to prayers, it's a song about a song. Heirloom apples keep the best in a song about a song. You can get it all off your chest. Almost scary, far from ordinary. Grave robbers with no cemeteries. The past is neither dead nor buried. Golden child never married. If you listen, you can hear the hissing as the steam escapes the pistons. Beating hearts on hobo missions. Hop a passing train, it's a song about a song. Old time apples are small and plain in a song about a song. You can pour it all down the drain. Old show tickets, t-shirt and a set list. Soundtrack to the summer's last kiss. Back when we knew love would not miss. Now she's living somewhere out west. Feast or famine, swimming like a salmon. I should have my head examined. A few good rhymes, but too much spam. And I forgot the words to a song about a song. Old-fashioned apples at your feet in a song about a song. You take the sour with the sweet, it's a song about a song. Heirloom apples keep the best in a song about a song. You can get it all off your chest.
That's Brad Yoder. And before Brad played that song, we were talking off the air, and he mentioned he's going to start with a song called Heirloom Apples. And I said, I think that sounds familiar. When did you write that? And he said, in January. And I wasn't sure if I'd heard it. I definitely haven't heard it. What an incredible song.
That's, thank you. Yeah.
That's really I don't – well, there's a lot it makes me think
it's,
about.
It's a lot. Yeah, it's dense.
Exactly. That's the word I was going to use, and I was kind of afraid to use it.
No, it's a very dense song.
It's a very compact, tight song with an awful – you want to peel away the apple and the heirloom apple in it. I would imagine – I don't know if you've – you've written 500 maybe or more.
Oh, I would say 300 is probably more like it, and then – but it just depends what you count because, you know, it's like kid drawings in a way. Like you've got a stack of paper somewhere with a tree and a sun on it, and is that – does that one count? But I've got, you know, like a couple hundred that I would still play that I like.
Yeah, you've been the point being numbers don't really matter. You've been at this for such a long time, and it amazes me how you're still able to create perfect songs that fit within the human condition as well as the times we're living in or whatever it is. You choose to write about. Have you thought about that a little bit?
I have, and I, you know, I'm fortunate to have a lot of friends who write really fine songs. So it's both inspiring and humbling to realize that writing good songs or even great songs is not as rare as people might think. It's a lot like, you know, how many people make amazing mac and cheese, like, you know, more than you might imagine, and you haven't heard of all of them for sure. But I am just grateful to still be making songs, and it's something that keeps me feeling alive and happy and just making sense of my life. That last song, I should say, comes from some really interesting places because it's very collage, which I sometimes write that way. So, and the one place that comes from is a residence at a local school where I wrote songs with sixth graders, and I talked to them about writing from prompts, and they gave me this huge list of, like, all this stuff to put in a song. And so I initially, for the day they performed their songs, I made a song that had all their things in it that was – and that then turned into that song. But the two things that they suggested – that I kept in that song were a song about a song and vintage apple varieties, which, as you probably know, you know, apples used to be prized for how long they would keep in your cellar. And so the kinds of apples that people valued were smaller and less attractive than the kinds of apples that sell in the supermarket. So, you know, what I love is when you take sort of random prompts and make things, and because of how our brains work, it ends up being a song about a thing, almost without me thinking, like, this is a song about this. But that's, you know, clearly a song about how we deal with the past and how the past hangs around and how it stays alive, which relates to the idea of the apples in the cellar that are, you know, still there and they keep. But, you know, I didn't start that song with the intention of making it fit together that way. So.
Yeah, it's the journey is maybe the journey is somewhat intentional, but you don't know exactly where you're going to get at the end of it. And what school was it?
It was Winchester Thurston, sixth graders at Winchester.
We work with fifth graders at Winchester, so we probably worked with these same kids.
And the sixth graders were awesome. You know, they're old enough to have really complex ideas and emotional worlds, and also young enough to not be as self-conscious as they might be a little bit older. And so they, I was in English classes, and they wrote, each of them wrote at least a song or a lyric or a rap or something in English class. And then in music class, they had the option of working, turning their song into something they could perform, or helping a classmate do that. So some, not everyone's song ended up being performed, but a lot did. And it's just really stunning how lovely and honest and you know, how much beauty and creativity there is, and just humans. It's totally an everyday thing.
It's incredible, and most studies show, sadly, that on average, by the time we're about 8, 9, 10 years old, our native creativity is starting to get torn away by society and the environment we're in. I don't know which is sadder, the fact that that happens, or the fact that we've literally as a society done hundreds of studies that always show that's about the age, and we haven't done anything yeah. about it yet. But if you're able to stay childlike and to keep that sense of wonder, and there's plenty of people who do, I don't want to sound negative sure. about it, but and you're helping them do that, I think. By
yeah, it's I love being a part of that. I've done those kinds of residencies at a couple schools over the years. In two cases, resulting in a student or students together writing what became a school song. So there are two elementary schools who have school songs from residencies I did. And I wouldn't say I wrote those songs at all. I was around to help kind of facilitate, but not...
you get to be a muse.
That's great. And so anyway, I'm grateful to still be making songs, and I'm also excited to hear the songs that other people make. And people make. And there's... Right now in Pittsburgh, there's just an awful lot of great songwriting happening, and you know, more of a community of people. So,
yeah, there sure is, and you've seen the ebbs and flows mm-hmm. over the years.
Sure.
Brad Yoder is here with us. After his next song, we'll talk a little bit about tonight's concert, Song Space at First Unitarian. Brian Junker is here, and that concert will also include Chess Klein of North Carolina, along with Brad. BradYoder.com is one place to go to learn more about Brad's music, but I think if you just Google Brad Yoder music, you'll find
me on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook and stuff too.
All those places. What would you like to do next?
I'm going
to
do, I'm excited that I will be competing, air quotes, you can't see air quotes over the radio, but this is in air quotes, the Kerrville New Folk Contest. This year, where they picked 24 finalists out of, I think they had over 800 entries this year.
Are you one?
I'm one this
Congratulations.
Year.
Congratulations. That's great.
And I, and then they'll pick six winners. But I just to be able to participate would be really fun. So I actually entered that last song and another song, but I had recorded three new songs. And on a whim, I thought, well, I'll send in this other new song too. And I did that with an older song. And that was the entry that actually got in. So I'm excited because I feel like two particularly weird songs got me into this thing. And so I will drive to Texas, which is far, and play two particularly weird songs that I like. And this is one of them. This is another song prompt song. So the one prompt was Prophet of Cities, which is an interesting phrase. Would not have written a song called Prophet of Cities without someone passing that prompt to our little online group. And the other prompt, which was from a from like the next week, because I didn't finish the one from the previous, was Sometimes a Parking Lot. And something about my brain, I feel like it's my inner fourth grader that gets an assignment in school and feels like, I want to do a good job on this. I don't know, you know. But anyway, this song has those words in it, and I'll be playing it in Texas on the last weekend of May.
Mm-hmm.
primitive cities preach in the alley, stand on a dumpster, call to repentance. Is anyone listening? Not even Jesus. Prophet of cities, make us believers. Down in the district, all the addicted cry out for comfort, plotting their next fix. There's mercy in numbness to dull this cruel business. Prophet of cities, you are our. Blessed be the broken, sleeping on benches. Woe to the wealthy who cling to their riches. If we wanted to hear the word, would we hear it? Could we hear? Sometimes a sidewalk cup-shaking stranger rattles our senses, knocks on our dreaming. Sometimes a parking lot hides a manger in the back of a Buick. A baby lies. Bless all the nomads in tents under bridges. Trouble the comfortable, burning through wishes. If we wanted to hear the word, would we hear it? Could we hear? If we wanted to hear. Slept through the lightning, woke to the thunder. Prophet of cities, shatter our slumber.
That's Brad Yoder. It's not surprising at all that Kerrville liked that song and liked it enough to make it one of 24 finalists for the Kerrville Folk Festival, which I think Brad did it justice, but I'll do it a little more justice to say it's an incredible honor to be. I mean, that's the competition for songwriters in this particular genre of music,
and genre, for sure.
Yeah. It's fantastic. Brian, tonight you've got a good show. Brian Junker is here from Songspace at First Unitarian, and you've got the other Jess Klein here tonight. How did you find her?
Well, that's a good question. You know, in the past year, I've been working a lot with Vicky Lighty, who is a promoter, publicist for musicians, and she just sent me some material on Jess Klein from North Carolina. And I listened to some of it, and I listened to some more of it. And there was a particular radio interview, speaking of radio interviews, that she did with a Florida radio station. And I listened through that thing, and the music she played was incredible. It's this nice mixture of folk and alt country with a lot of really current interesting topics, a lot of social justice in there. And in particular, she has a spoken word piece called Chicken Soup.
Yeah.
From my grandmother that just blew me away. And so I know there's a deep amount of emotional intelligence there and a great singer-songwriter, and I'm really looking forward to it. And paired with Brad, who seems to be like he's in this creative burst lately with these songs that are just incredible, I'm just really looking forward to the show tonight.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be a great show, and it's easy to get to. Doors open at 7. The show is at 7:30.
That is correct.
And Song Space at First Unitarian. It's First Unitarian Church of Pittsburgh. Conveniently plopped down at Ellsworth and Moorwood Avenues. Lots of places to park, all those things. A welcoming congregation, great yeah. place to go. I'm wondering if that interview was with my pals at WMNF. I bet it was.
I bet it was, yeah.
Because that's one of this country's finest radio stations, frankly, is that station. Licensed to Tampa, and
that's, yeah, it was in Tampa. That's
yeah,
right.
That's,
yeah, yeah.
That's got to be WMNF. Who? It's one of those stations I support. Well, I guess I can listen to them now, but even when I couldn't listen to
right.
them
right.
Before the internet, they know what community and public radio is.
Yeah,
they're amazing. So that's tonight. I hope you can come. You'll be able to see Brad too. Brad, I know. Often you're doing hospitality shows, house of hospitality, house concerts.
House shows, and I just had one Tuesday evening.
Yeah.
There, you know, there is no rhyme or reason other than I have songwriting friends passing through, and sometimes I'll do a show at my house. So.
And you've got some farmers market gigs often.
I do have farmer. I'll be at Swissvale for sure, and probably at Forest Hills and a few others of those. Those are fun because you just run into all kinds of random folk.
Yeah. I know you've done the one up in Bellevue, which is near
I have.
Where we live.
Not since – it's been a while, but yeah. It's been a bit. And I'm actually going to play at Jay Goff's Tavern in Greensburg. Greensburg? No, Greenfield. Greenfield.
Okay, yeah.
Yes.
Big difference. In Greenfield next Friday from 5 to 7. So I have little – you know, little stuff going on.
What's the best way to keep track of your
oh,
itinerary?
Wow.
I mean, for you, not for people listening to. No.
Yeah, I mean, probably my website. But also, if you're on Facebook, I tend to do last minute, like, I'm going to play here. So, yeah.
Look for Brad there. It's Yoder, Brad Yoder. What would you like to do next?
I'd like to play... I want to mention one really random thing, which
please.
Is that this songwriting prompt group I'm in includes Jess Klein. So it's
– Wait, which Jess Klein?
The one who's playing tonight.
Okay.
So it is possible that she might play a song. I don't know if she has a, you know, a Prophet of City song or a song that contains one of these other phrases, but it's possible. So.
I have a question about Prophet of City.
Yeah.
I heard it as F, Prophet. P-R-O-F-I-T.
It would be P-R-O-P-H-E-T.
Well, I realized that yeah. after you started playing.
Right, right.
However, that word takes on both meanings, is particularly as issues of homelessness.
Right.
It's a good song.
Yeah. I grew up steeped in so much church hymn language, scripture language. So that stuff shows up and gets repurposed in a song like that.
Yeah.
But I also think that a city is a place where, you know, if we get comfortable in our own sort of comfortable lives, a city has a way of interrupting that and reminding us, like, hey, this is not how everyone is. And that's important if we want to, you know, really be here. I'm going to play a song called Compass. I was fortunate enough to work at CAMP, spelled QAMP, for 3 summers with my dear friend Judith Avers, who we miss in Pittsburgh. And the first summer I did that, this is a song that I wrote at CAMP.
You are free to be yourself. No one else can do it when it comes right down to it. You tried being someone else, but that was a disaster. You tore your heart in half there. There's a compass in your soul telling you the way to go. Deep down it's true. There's a map inside of you pointing where you always knew. Deep down. Your closest friends, who are you when you're with them? A perfect mess, a human. And when there's no one to impress, you sparkle like a true gem. You're everything you are. There's a compass in your soul telling you the way to go. Deep down it's true. There's a map inside of you pointing where you always knew. Deep down. As the sky, with clear and cloudy patches, but who cares if it matches? 'Cause you can sing and so can I in harmony together, cacophony. Compass in our soul telling us the way to go. Deep down it's true. There's a map in me and you pointing where we always knew. Pointing where
Brad Yoder, here at the Saturday Light Brigade. about halfway through that song, I was thinking, wouldn't that be a nice wedding song? And
wow. Yeah,
and you took it there without my realizing that's where it was going to go. And I mean, it's a song about loving yourself and mm-hmm. being your authentic self. And that's another beauty. Brad, tonight you can see him along with Jess Klein at the Song Space at First Unitarian Concert. Brian Junker curates those concerts. This will be at the First Unitarian Church of Pittsburgh in Shadyside. Doors open at 7. The show is at 7:30. Tonight, by the way, is defined as May 6th, when I'm currently speaking to you, 2023. I'm learning it's important to occasionally say that. I think this is the last of the season.
This is the final show for the season. That's okay. Right. We just do 5 shows a year. So every one of them we can be excited about. And this is number 5.
And I haven't asked you yet, but there's going to be another season?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, we're in the middle of booking it right now. I can't tell you who's going to be there because I don't have the confirmations yet, and I don't like to get out over my skis. But I will say, as we were talking about earlier, there's so much good music in Pittsburgh. We're actually going to feature more Pittsburgh artists next year. So this year we had 4 traveling artists from out of town and actually 6 performers from within Pittsburgh. But most of them were opening acts. And so we're going to have a couple more featured, like, marquee acts from Pittsburgh next year.
Oh, that's great.
So there'll still be some from out of town, but we're looking to really welcome some marquee acts from Pittsburgh too.
Well, getting back to profits, the local acts are marquee acts too. They would be marquee acts were they in another city.
Absolutely.
But, you know, what is the line? You're there are no profits in your own hometown.
Oh, yeah.
There's, right. Yeah, that's biblical, actually. A prophet is, something about in their hometown, not –
Right.
Yeah.
You
I should know this because
that's why I turned to Brad. But the universal non-denominational analog to that is an expert is somebody with a PowerPoint deck that lives 100 miles away from you.
It's
defined as an expert.
Got it.
But if he's local, he can't have much to offer. But tonight should just be a great opportunity. If you're enjoying Brad, what you hear is what you get. Unless he's going to bring a sax tonight, he might.
I will have my saxophones there, and I'm going to play on 2 of Jess's songs, I think. So she sent me a couple songs to listen to. I've had the soprano I play. I got in 1988, so I've played that instrument for almost 35 years. About 1 year ago, I got a tenor, and so now I have. It's essentially the same instrument in 2 sizes, but I have both now.
I think I remember when you got the 1988 saxophone. I know I remember thinking, really? He's going to play saxophone?
No, I mean, I bought this in the year 1988.
Oh, I know.
And that's before I moved to Pittsburgh.
Oh, really?
I was in.
When did you move to Pittsburgh?
1994.
Okay.
But I was a music major, and part of that time I was working, concentrating on saxophone. So
I didn't know that. When did you bring it out to really start performing?
I did it all through college, and there was a time when I was sort of, thinking I would do more of that.
Yeah.
So it's nice that it's a fun side instrument to pull out and play with people.
People don't expect it too if you're playing, so it's a nice thing. Gosh, it seems like you've been in Pittsburgh even longer than almost 30
Pretty
years.
Pretty darn almost 30 years,
That's and from Indiana.
I moved here from Indiana, but I grew up in Virginia. So
We have time for 1 or 2 more. That's up to
Let's
you.
Let's do one. Okay. Well, 1 or 2. I'm happy to do 2, but I'm going to do one. I can only do 1 at a time.
So. Okay.
Here's another Camp with a Q song. This is called Different.
Evil witches don't eat chicken. They're all vegan. They fly to Target to do some shopping on the weekend. And they take long walks with the stray cats from the alley. It's after midnight, but the witches aren't sleepy. Village monsters do their taxes without cheating. Crossword puzzles are relaxing in the evening. And they grow eggplant and tomatoes in their gardens. So village monsters don't need anybody's pardon. You don't know what you don't know until you've been there, until you go. Yeah, you don't know what you don't know until you've loved someone who's different. On the subway, there's a stranger who reminds you of that one kid from the fourth grade who sat behind you softly crying for some reason after recess. On the walk home, you think about them in the darkness. You don't know what you don't been there until you go. Yeah, you don't know what you don't know until you've loved someone who's different. You don't know what you don't know until you've been there until you go. Yeah, you don't know what you don't till you've loved someone who's different. Till you love someone who's different.
That's Brad Yoder. Another fine, fine song. And I want to wish you good... hate to say good luck, but because I don't think it's luck. You've got all the talent.
There's a fair bit of luck good, involved in terms of the quote-unquote winning.
But good fortune for you.
That's actually the second song that I'll play at Kerrville. So that's the I'll do that and Prophet of Cities. It should be a – and I'll do that one second.
That's a good song, and I love the way it ends too. It ends perfectly.
Thank you.
Brad will be – tonight, along with Jess Klein, the North Carolina version of Jess Klein tonight at Songspace at First Unitarian. Brian, it's been fun to feature artists. I think we got almost every show in the season this year, everyone.
Yeah.
And here's hoping we can do that again.
I'm looking forward to it. It's always a pleasure to be down here.
Yeah.
And Brad,
I think I've thought of one more song that I could play.
I would love to have you play one more. I'm going to just thank quickly thank our guests, our North Hill School District Middle School Orchestra, Yinzer Strings, they're called. Thank you for being with us. Elaine Gombos, who you heard earlier, reading or talking really about her essay From Enemies to Lovers, Japanese War Brides and Their Influence on Multiculturalism in the United States. I didn't ask Elaine on the air this, but I know I can say it. I'm thrilled she's going to be going to Carnegie Mellon. I didn't realize this May 1st decision day that so many students make now. Elaine's one of our Pittsburgh Youth Media Corps folks, so I'm happy that she's doing it. Thanks to Chad Green for a great mix, and also to Ty and to Joseph and Ricky, who've been out there doing things. And I'll meet you here next week. Ricky and I will both meet you here next week, and we're going to let Brad sing us out with a song that we know it came to him. He picked one he knows he wants to do.
So I'm going to do one more song prompt song, and I'm going to do a song that I co-wrote with one of the talented young songwriters who moved to Pittsburgh, Mirabelle Skipworth. She's been in town for a little over a year. She and her husband moved here from Illinois, I think. And just a whole lot of exciting new people in town making great music. So this is a song. The group prompt was Lounge Act, and this is a song that I co-wrote with Mirabelle to that prompt.
The Lounge Act has a song for you, a number would like to croon about the roses and the moon and how love ends too soon. Red velvet glides across the stage to match the flower in the vase. This melody was once the rage. The lounge act knows the tune. It's bound. Softly in your ear, the curtain call is drawing near. You wipe away a silent tear for songs you left unsung. The lounge act knows the catalog of love and loss and sing-alongs, the ones they learned when they were young. Across the many years, it's bound to fade. Might as well belt it out. Seven people in the room listening to you. The final page, the show. So the lounge act takes a bow. The people trickle out. Might as well belt it out. Seven.
Brad Yoder, thank you for being here today. Look for him tonight, First Unitarian Church and Shady Side. Song Space, Brian, thank you for being here as well. I hope tonight's going to be a beautiful night.
It will be. It will be.
We will look for you next week here for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Broadcasting from approximately coast to coast and from one side of Lyle Boulevard to the other, you're tuned to the new sound of the Mon Valley, Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport, and Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. It's 12 o'clock.
People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down. When you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange. People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down.
Stranger than this show on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio. I'm Jay Thurber. Good afternoon, sports fans. It is I, your deacon, to do off yourself to swing. Your cup loudly crashed with the Chedwick Institute Group for Ecology, Jay Thurber, at 12:03. More music time. Here to put the move in your groove, dance in your pants, a little bit of rock and roll in your soul right up until the 3 o'clock hour. And a full-time request line is open at 412-385-7450. 412-385-7450. Let your input affect our output. Also taking your requests on Facebook, Mastodon, and Post News at Jay Thurber Show. Mostly sunny skies this afternoon with a high of 74. Right now outside our weather window, 67 degrees. We'll check your full-time forecast in just about 20 minutes.
Hey, now, look alive! And everything lights up, and it makes you want to shout. Talk about happiness, that's what we're talking about. Oh. Now, money won't bring you happiness, but we know it will.
Jay Thurber!
And turn on. Oh.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. I need to laugh, and when the sun is out, laugh about. I feel good in a special way.